VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says maybe a Christmas gift announced by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be something nice rather than a missile. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase, rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Trump berated Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment Tuesday as a legislative standoff continues over the Senate impeachment trial. Mr. Trump, speaking from his private club, Mar-a-Lago, says that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not a fan of his political party.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
On a near-street party line vote, the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives approved two articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump last Wednesday, making him only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. Officials in Burkina Faso say that soldiers killed 80 Islamic State militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. Islamic militants in Mali, under pressure from French forces, have spilled across the border into Burkina Faso. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an immediate halt in fighting in northwestern Syria, where a government offensive has pushed tens of thousands of people from their homes in the past week. A Guterres spokesman said Monday he is alarmed by the scale of the military operation and reported attacks on evacuation routes as civilians try to flee north to safety. The Syrian government is trying to retake control of Idlib province, the last area that remains under rebel control from the civil war that began in 2011. And 3 million people live in Idlib, including many who relocated there after fleeing violence in other parts of the country. A Russian court has extended the pretrial detention of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan until March 29th as he faces espionage charges. Whelan was arrested in December 2018 after accepting a flash drive from an acquaintance which he said thought contained holiday photos, which Russian authorities allege contained classified materials. Whelan has denied the charges against him, and during court appearances and through his lawyer, he has claimed mistreatment by prison officials and Russian security services during his detention. Russia has dismissed his accusations and said Whelan was making them up as part of a mass disinformation campaign. If convicted of espionage, Whelan faces the possibility of 10 to 20 years in prison. Some new Navy submarines will take the names of Pearl Harbor battleships, AP's Ed Donahue explains.
The USS Arizona and the USS Oklahoma were two of the biggest casualties of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley says two new nuclear fast attack submarines will be designated USS Oklahoma SSN-802 and USS Arizona SSN-803. In a statement, Modley says it's his fondest wish that the citizens of the great states of Arizona and Oklahoma will understand and celebrate the Navy's desire to memorialize the 1,177 heroes who perished on the USS Arizona and the 429 more on the USS Oklahoma. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Christian faithful flocked to Palestinian-governed Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate Christmas. Christmas Eve celebrations got off to a festive start at Manger Square. Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts marched past a Christmas tree in front of the ancient Church of the Nativity, the traditional birthplace of Jesus Christ. Local Palestinians watched the parade along with pilgrims from around the world. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.